a Jewish journal article, Darkness and Lightness of the Soul. Bar Yochai lived within a cave for many years. By leaving it he caused his father-in-law great distress. "Alas that I should see you so," was Pinhas ben Yair's reaction. Bar Yochai said, "You should now be troubled less. If I did not look half as weathered, I'd be half as wise." They then debated just as great Talmudic scholars do, and Bar Yochai proved, much to Pinhas's great surprise, that his ability to solve some major problems grew far more in darkness of the cave than when outside. He'd studied in academies, but there's one that is greater in heaven. Living in a cave as if he died, he learned what greatest rabbis may discover only later, after death, in heaven, when we all may find what Bar Yochai found in the darkness of a silent cave where he discovered wisdom. Most of us will never find it until our bones are buried in the darkness of a grave, our spirit not by Torah's holy Zohar blinded. This blindness damaged Bar Yochai, frowning, far too strict towards the Jews outside his cave, both his pupils quite unable, when he left the cave he lived in, to constrict, to see them as he could once they dilated in good light. This year, Lag Bomer was extremely sad, because while celebrating it about 50 Jews died, in an accident that occurred while they were leaving the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi David Wolpe pointed out that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived in a cave with his son for 12 years, becoming the legendary apocryphal author of the mystical masterpiece, the Zohar, which means, bright light, had difficulties relating to reality, having experienced mystic visions in the darkness of his cave for 12 years. Rabbi Wolpe pointed out that the message of the story about Rabbi Shimon and his son is that reality trumps the brilliance of illusions created by mystical insights. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.